All right, hi, this is page 5 from my quote-unquote diary. All right, so I wanted to talk about, you know, continue talking about relationships. And I wanted to talk about when you're in a relationship, you know, with your actual partner, not just your relationships in general. No, like, this is like your lover. Let's talk about that. I found this post not so long ago. All a woman wants from her man is to be respected while she's in his company and when she's absent from it. Wow. So I guess let's talk about right now about respect. Listen. If you're not in the relationship to, to make it grow, then don't be in a relationship at all. Like another thing says, dating. If you're not dating to get married, then you're dating to break up. So that kind of falls into respect. Respect your partner enough to let them know what's up. As in, if you know you're not serious about it and you know that it's not gonna go anywhere, that, you know, why waste time? You know, like, you should be in the relationship to you know, to think about the future. That's the whole point. You're getting to know each other. You're getting to know if, you know, that's the right one for you. Usually, me personally, pray on it that it is the one for you, or pray for your future husband. Even if you're already in the relationship right now, still pray for your future husband, even if you don't think the one that you're with right now is. Still pray on it, because you never know if he is, but you're still praying for him or her. You know, pray for your future spouse, let me say that, instead of husband, wife, whatever. I think I can't stress that enough. So that brings me to another post I found. Be careful if you make a woman cry, because God counts her tears. The woman came from his ribs, not from his feet to be walked on, not from his head to be superior, but from his side to be equal, under the arm to be protected, and next to the heart to be loved. I don't know if you guys know the story that, you know, let me just summarize it real quick, that God took the rib from a man to make, you know, his woman. And, you know, specifically it's the rib that's supposed to go over his heart. So that's why I said that. Let's talk about that. You know, you're supposed to be equal to your partner. You shouldn't feel like you're better than them, or, you know, less than them, only because the man is supposed to be the breadwinner, you know, the one with the job and everything. That's how I was raised, you know. Of course, women, if you want to go ahead and work and be equal, exactly, like, you know, but never put your partner down for the things that they do out of heart, or, you know, out of whatever. Just, you know, support each other. That's what it's all about. Support each other. No matter if, you know, for example, like their hobbies. Obviously, they don't have to be something that you like to do. But support them. You should be happy that brings them happiness, that they get excited for that. Like, you should just be happy for the little things that they do, you know? Doesn't mean you have to go ahead and do the hobby with them, no. Because, you know, that's their thing. I mean, if you like it too, go ahead. But, you know, be equal. Don't make them feel shameful for liking something, or, no, it shouldn't be like that. And, also, the whole being protected part. I don't know how much I can stress this. Feeling protected can fall in so many things. Protected as in they feel safe that you're not going to do something behind their back. Safe that if something were to happen to them in the streets, that they got you. Safe and protected that, you know, if, you know, sickness and in health and through thick and thin, that they'd be there. That's being feeling protected by your partner. And, You know, that's really important. If you're not going to be able to do that in your relationship, then you need to fix yourself first. And because that's very important. Because even when you have kids, you have children with that person, they need to feel protected also, that you're going to be there for your children. You know, you're not going to protect your kids. And the next one, and the one that says, next to the heart, to be loved. Duh. Yes, feel loved. Oh my gosh, it's so important. Don't settle. Don't settle. If you do not feel loved, that is not for you. Pray on it, that they pray on God that your spouse or your, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend knows how to love you. And if you think that they don't, let it be known how you want to be loved. Like, look, I want you to hug me more. I want you to do this more. Or, hey, today you feel far, like, you know, like distant. Let them know. Let it be known. And if you feel like you're still not getting it, even though you're letting it be known, then there's a problem. It's not for you. So what I'm coming to with this is, you know, do not settle for less. Do not. If you know that person really isn't, like, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush to find the right one for you. Because everything that you go through is preparing you for what you asked for, you know? So keep asking for it. Don't be scared to ask God for these things, because everybody wants their soulmate. Everybody wants that one person. And me personally, I just believe that it just works better when God is in the center of it, because then you know that it's for a reason, you know? It's brought to you from Him, and I think that's even a greater blessing, that a person was brought to your life by the one that created you, you know? Like I said, everything you're going through right now, I'm sorry for all of you that are probably going through a miserable relationship. Trust me, I know about that. And you're probably going through that, but you can let go. God got something so much better for you. I promise you, He does. You do not have to settle for somebody that you're used to, or you feel like you're scared to let them go. No, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. And even if you have a children with Him, you know, hey, things happen. Even if you have children with Him, trust me, God is still going to bring you somebody who's going to love your kids too, and going to love you. And I think that's more important. You know, just worry about your happiness. Tell God to bring you your happiness and put God in the center of it. And I promise you that things are just going to fall together, and you're going to see it, and you're going to be like, wow, this is God, because I didn't expect this to happen. And, you know, it's a battle. Everything is a battle. I'm learning now that me putting everything in God's hand is a constant battle every day. Fighting temptations, fighting bad habits, fighting the negativity, fighting all of that. God helps you though. And it's amazing how much you can do for another person when you're brought into their life, and or when they're brought into your life. You know, it's for a reason. Everything's for a reason. We don't understand it at the moment, but you will later on. But like I said, back to the relationship thing. You know, let it be known. Let it be known, please, from the beginning, what you're looking for. Because if you're dating just to date and around and whatever, okay, that's on you. But it's not right. You know, might as well stay single and just flirt around, whatever, I guess. But don't get into something and give illusions to another person too. Let it be known. Because, like I said, if you're just dating to date, you're dating to break up. But if you're really dating for, you know, it's for marriage. And I think that's something really beautiful. You're going to spend the rest of your life with your best friend. So don't be scared to put your foot down. Say what you want, what you need, how you want things to be. And hey, don't be scared to talk about how you want things to be in the future. I think that's beautiful. You know, and it prepares you too. Like, hey, this person wanted this, this person wanted that. I want that too, you know? That's how you also know if that person is good for you. Like, you want the best in each other. And you want to grow with that person. And remember, you don't stop meeting a person. Either. People change all the time. So if you're not willing to change with them or learn to accept who they're being today, then, you know, you got to learn a lot about yourself too, because, you know, you yourself change every day. You have a different mindset. You learn something new every day. So grow together. So if you can't do that, that means you still got to learn a lot about yourself and how to accept that changes happen all the time. So if you want somebody to accept you, you got to accept them. I don't know if that really made sense. To me, it did. So hey, take it or leave it. Don't settle. Give it a God. And trust me, you do not have to stay in something that makes you unhappy. You deserve happiness. Everybody needs to find their own happiness. Just do it the right way. That's why I say give it a God. He'll work it out for you. So, hey, again, if you got any questions or you want to ask, clarify things, you want me to pray for you, anything like that, or you want me to talk about something else, give an opinion, hit me up. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all the same thing. Like I said in the other ones, Dear Nelly _ is in between. That was horrible. Let me say that again. Dear_Nelly. Hit me up and I'll pray for you. I'll give you advice. Answer your questions. All right. You guys have a great day and God bless. Happy birthday. Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Whatever. All right. Bye, guys.